but that's the old me.
Shouting out, I'm out window thrown down, 'cause I don't care anymore, said I don't care.
Let's go. News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome to Let's Go Pensacola. I am your host, Julio Diaz. Hope you are having a great day today, whether you're listening live Saturday on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 or on the podcast version, wherever you get your podcasts, whenever you'd like to listen. That's right. This show is available as a podcast. So if you pick us up on the podcast, you're actually able to listen even a little earlier than we are live on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So again, no matter how you're listening, hope you're having a great day, and I hope we can make it just a little bit better by bringing you up to date on everything that's going on in entertainment and pop culture. Joining me to do so is nobody. We normally bring our good friend Jeremy Brandt from the Pop Culture Nihilist channel on YouTube on the show with me to bring you up to date on, like I said, everything that's going on in entertainment and pop culture. But Jeremy got himself a little dose of the con crud. We just had PensaCon here in Pensacola last weekend, which Jeremy and I are both involved in. I'm actually part of the executive team for PensaCon, as you may know. And Jeremy actually ran our short film festival all weekend long that was happening at the First United Methodist Church Youth Center as part of the overall PensaCon experience. And I guess he just got tired of hearing himself talk finally for once. And his voice is just shot, so he's not able to join us next week. This week, we're going to hope that he's going to be back next week with us. Hope he is feeling better. I'm giving him a good-natured hard time. Of course, you guys know I love Jeremy, and hope to bring him back next week. So we're going to do things a little bit differently this week. I am not a monologuist by any stretch of the imagination, but we're gonna see how we go with getting through everything that's going on this week. And you know, if I run out of things to say, which many of you who know me well will find that to be a first in history, because I do like to talk. But if I do run out of things to say, you maybe will look back at some highlights of some recent interviews or some things like that. We've got a couple interviews that are in the pocket that we can play back if it comes down to it. But as we were off last week for PensaCon, didn't want to leave you folks waiting for new content here on the show, especially because there's been a lot going on and there will be a lot going on in the next little bit. So as we get into the show, I've got some things that I want to touch on. Of course, the SAG Awards are this weekend, and that's the kind of the final precursor to the Oscars coming up next week. And I think next week's show, we're going to go through the Oscars in depth to really kind of give you our picks for who should win and who will win. But I want to look at the SAGs as kind of like the last precursor award as we get a little closer. Also, we've had nominations come out for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is always a subject I enjoy discussing. So I want to talk about that quite a bit. Maybe we'll do that a little bit differently than we have in the past. I think that we have the opportunity to maybe play a little bit more music at you than we normally do with just the bumpers on the show. And I kind of would love to get into that. I am a music guy. I have always been a music guy. My start in career as a journalism was as a journalist was writing about music and eventually editing a music magazine before I came here to Pensacola. Many of you, as you first encountered me in Pensacola, was as a entertainment reporter and editor at the News Journal, which I did for quite some time. So most of you know that this entertainment stuff is in my blood, but it really does start for me with music. So I wanted to kind of dig into that maybe a little more in depth than I would normally get in just discussing with Jeremy. Maybe play a little bit of music at you, because it's kind of what it's all about, really. You know, that for me is in a lot of ways my first love, along with some of the other things we'll talk about throughout the course of the show. But we'll get into some detail on that. Before we dig too deep in, though, I did want to just say a quick thank you to everyone who was a part of PensaCon this past weekend. Whether you participated by buying a ticket and coming out, or maybe you won tickets here on News Radio 92.3 or on our sister station Cat Country, or through some other outlet that had tickets to give away, if you came out as an attendee, if you were one of our beloved volunteers who I can't say enough about the great men and women and children, not really children, but we do get a few older teens, let's put it that way. who participate in helping to make this event happen. We couldn't do it without all of those folks. Whether you are one of the celebrity guests that came in, one of the artists, one of the writers, whether you work at the Bay Center or you work with one of our sponsors or you are the owner of one of our sponsors, it really takes, this is a cliche, but it takes a village to make Pensacon happen. You know, we bring in tens of thousands of attendees. Those people don't just kind of find their way to everything on their own. It takes a lot of people to make the event happen. It takes a lot of people to make the event run smoothly. It takes a lot of people to bring those folks out, to make them want to come out in the first place. So to all the cosplayers, to all the fans, to all of the folks who work on the, you know, at the Bay Center, at the First United Methodist Church of Pensacola, I can't tell you how much we really appreciate you. We hope everybody had a good time. We're looking forward to doing this again next year. We're coming back February 20th through 22nd in downtown Pensacola. We've already announced the first few guests for next year. We're going to have Paul Reiser, a great actor and comedian who's been in everything from Mad About You and My Two Dads to Aliens and The Boys and Stranger Things and, you know, great stand-up comic besides. So somebody that I think is kind of a household name, and we're really excited about having him next year. I think a lot of people are going to be very excited to meet him. He has only done one other convention in the past, so this is still going to be a new experience for him. And for those of you who got out this year and got to see Angie Harmon experience her first convention and how much she loved that and how much she got into the whole experience, hopefully we can provide the same experience for Paul Reiser next year. We're looking forward to a big reunion. First of all, a couple big reunions. The cast of Chips, the main two stars of Chips, Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox, Ponch and John themselves, are going to be here at Pensacon, and we're looking very much forward to seeing them. Of course, we've had Eric before, very nice guy, and looking forward to seeing him again. And then Larry Wilcox will be a first-time attendee at Pensacon. But for those of you who grew up on that show like I did, I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to that. We're also working on a big Lost Boys reunion. For those of you who love that that great 1987 vampire movie, one of my personal favorites, we've got four cast members already announced. That would be Jason Patrick, who, of course, been a number of great other things as well. Jameson Newlander, Billy Worth, and Chance Michael Corbett. And, you know, we may be talking about maybe a couple other people that are involved with the Lost Boys possibly coming to Pensacon next year as well. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't have anything I can say yet about that. But I would say I would lay odds that we have not announced everybody that was involved in that movie that is going to be at the convention yet. Let's just say stay tuned to our Facebook, Pensacon.com/Facebook. Or excuse me, I said that backwards. Facebook.com/Pensacon, or of course to our Instagram, which is at Pensacola Pensacon. And, you know, also to our website, Pensacon.com. We'll have all of those information up there. We're going to have VIP tickets going on sale very soon. If you're a returning VIP, of course, you get first crack at that. Everybody else, the remaining VIP tickets will go on sale shortly after that. And then we'll get the 3-day weekend tickets on sale. So, you know, buy early. We're expecting another big year, and you save money by buying early. So I would suggest if you have a good time at Pensacon and you're looking forward to coming back, that that you do that early as you can. We also do have an email list. If you're not on that email list, we can get you on that email list as well. We'll have a sign up available through our website at Pensacon.com. It was just a great time overall for the weekend. It was great to see so many smiling faces and so many people having a good time. And also just great to meet some new people, some new guests that we had this year that just, I think, provided a great time. I mentioned Angie Harmon. She was just kind of the ray of sunshine all weekend long. But just had a great time talking with people like Anthony Rapp and with Nicole Sullivan and, of course, Haley Mills and her sister Juliet Mills. Just some lovely, lovely people. Of course, we had Day Young on the show a couple of weeks ago. Getting to finally meet her in person was also a lot of fun, and seeing her and her old rock and roll high school classmate, PJ Souls, who's become a good friend over the past few years, was just fantastic. Getting to welcome back people like Jonathan Frakes and John Wesley Shipp, seeing the big Aliens cast reunion, it was a really special weekend, and we look forward to providing that weekend to you every year and look forward to seeing everybody back next year. We're going to take a break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We'll be right back. 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to Let's Go Pensacola. I am your host, Julio Diaz. We don't have Jeremy Branch on the line from the Pop Culture Knowledge Channel on YouTube. Jeremy is feeling a little under the weather this week, so you get 1 hour of pure unadulterated me. Lucky you. If you're not ready to smack me by the end of the show, then let me know that. Email us at gopensacola@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. Had a chance to talk to a couple of listeners during Pensacon last weekend. That was nice. We rarely get any feedback on the show. So would like to just throw it out there again. Anytime you have comments on the show, please give me an email at gopensacola@gmail.com. We'd love to hear that you're listening and what you think. As I said before the break, we're going to get into the nominees for the 2025 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today. This is something that I'm pretty passionate about, weirdly, because I recognize, and I've had these arguments with people like my good friend Troy Moon over the years, the people that are real music nerds. Some people get like really into this. Some people want to debate who belongs and who doesn't. Some people think that the very concept of a Hall of Fame is antithetical to the term rock and roll. Some people have concerns about bands that are not necessarily, or acts, I should say, because it's not only bands, it's also solo acts, but acts that are not necessarily of the rock genre being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And to me, I've kind of always justified it as being the popular music from 1950 on Hall of Fame. I still will sometimes, and you'll probably hear me say it during the course of this discussion, waver a bit here and there, because like my argument is, yeah, okay, popular music of the last 75 years at this point, if that's not crazy enough to say. But also, like, I feel like if it's in there, you should be able to say, well, that rocks. Like, it may not be rock music, but it rocks. You know, I'm not going to argue that somebody like Johnny Cash doesn't rock. Like, somebody like Bob Marley doesn't rock. That somebody like Kraftwerk, you know, within their genre, like, they are an apex of the genre, and that genre has an influence on rock and roll music, has an influence on the pop culture of the past, again, 75 years. There have been some people over the years that have gotten into the hall that I don't necessarily think fit that definition, but at the same time, they are such looming presences in the music world that to ignore them would be kind of weird too. So we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth, but I came in from the break there playing a little bit of Can't Get Enough of Your Love by Bad Company. Bad Company, one of the nominees this year, and one of the first-time nominees, believe it or not, considering what a big band this was for the 1970s. This was originally a supergroup formed by members of Free and Mott the Hoople and King Crimson, with originally Paul Rodgers on vocals, as you heard in that song there. Paul Rodgers, of course, has continued to be a voice in rock and roll for all this time. This is one of those ones that it feels like they should have probably been nominated and probably should have been in a long time ago. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the band, but it does seem like kind of one of those, really? They're not in there? That's kind of weird. There's a lot of bands in that range, because let's be honest, until like the past 10 years ago, there was a real bias against bands from 70s and the 80s in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think that has shifted as some of the elder statesmen of rock and roll have either passed away or petered their way out of being in charge of deciding who gets into the Hall of Fame. So Bad Company seems like one of those just long-term oversights that hasn't got into the Hall of Fame. Of course, you know, a number of other great songs like Bad Company and Feel Like Making Love and Rock and Roll Fantasy, just a staple of FM radio in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s. And you still today can't turn on a classic rock station without hearing a little Bad Company. So I get the argument for having them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Again, maybe not somebody that, like, when we go through this list, you're going to hear me talking about people that I'm like, yes, absolutely, put them in right now. This is one, like, I'm not going to be upset if they get in, but not a first ballot for me either. We're going to move on. We're going to do this a little bit differently, as I said earlier, in that I want to play a little bit of each artist this week, which is not something we normally do on the show. So this is a little bit of the next, and we're going alphabetically, the next artist that is on the ballot for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a little bit of the Black Crowes with Remedy. Black Crowes up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the first time this year. Another first ballot for them. I will be honest with you. I know this band has a lot of fans, and I know that I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying this, but I have always, and this is one of two bands that I'm going to say this about this year, maybe three, that I just have always thought is wholly overrated and wholly just exists to kind of pay slavish imitation to what came before them. You can definitely hear what the roots of the Black Crowes are in their music. And when they came along in the late 80s, early 90s, yeah, there was a dearth of that kind of thing, and it did sound kind of fresh compared to some of the other stuff that was out there. But, I mean, maybe it's just, you know, 25, 30 years of hearing bar bands cover their stuff, but I'm just not there for them. Like, as far as I'm concerned, this is a band that I could take or leave. I don't hate them, but I don't think they're an all-time Hall of Fame member either. So we'll see what happens if they get in. I have a feeling that they're going to find more popular support than I necessarily have for them. So let's go ahead and move on. I'm going to play a little bit of the next artist alphabetically who is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mariah Carey there with Fantasy, another of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. This is, I think, the second time Mariah's been on the ballot. She did not get in on her first ballot. This is one of those ones where I'm kind of like, we're really stretching the definition of rock and roll here. I mean, there's no denying that Mariah Carey has one of the greatest voices of all time. She's obviously a very, very excellent singer. Don't always care for her choice of material. I do like that song, but my love for that song is really kind of coasting on the love of the original song that that snatched the hook from, that being Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club, which is just an all-time banger. It's one of those ones like Whitney Houston that got in a couple of years ago where I'm like, okay, but yeah, hugely popular, huge name in the music industry, but do they rock? Like, I'm just not sure you can say that. And I always get a little whingy when somebody like that is on the ballot. Do I think Mariah Carey is going to get in maybe this year or maybe another year? Yeah, she probably is. Do I feel in particular good about that? No, I don't really feel in particular good about that. But we will see what happens. Let's go ahead and play a little bit more of the next person nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Little bit of Chubby Checker there with the twist. So yeah, let me just shock you. First of all, Chubby Checker is not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is insane to begin with. But not only that, this is his first time on the ballot. How the hell did that happen? I mean, this is, the twist is one of the formative songs of rock and roll. It is one of the most popular songs of all time, actually topped the charts twice. And I think may still be the all-time number one song on the Billboard pop charts, or definitely within the top five if you look at the rankings. So mind blown that Chubby Checker is not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, much less that he's never been nominated before. So yeah, let's get Chubby Checker in there right away, please. That is long overdue. I'm going to hit one more real quick for this year's nominees.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I
have a little help if I can?
All I need is my brother.
I have a little help if I can.
I say I'm gonna get high.
The legendary Joe Cocker there with his cover of the Beatles with a little help from my friends. If you don't know that song from it originally being a single, of course, you know it as being the theme song from the Wonder Years. Again, Joe Cocker, no brainer. How's this guy not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's just insane that, and again, another first time nominee, which is just absolutely crazy. Yes, please put Joe Cocker in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've got to take a break. Back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Let's Go Pensacola on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried, more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to Let's Go Pensacola. I am your host, Julio Diaz. We are talking about the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025, and there's a little bit of another one, the incredible Billy Idol, with one of his signature songs, Rebel Yell. Billy Idol, a first-time nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he is one every year I do a list of. Can you believe these people haven't been nominated yet? Billy Idol has been on that list for years. This is a nomination that is way overdue, and I believe the nomination is going to include his legendary guitarist, Steve Stevens, as well, who absolutely should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. This is a no-brainer. Come on, yes, please, put Billy Idol in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't want to have to move him over to my nominated but not inducted list, which I also do every year, and which the next couple of artists I'm going to play are also on that list. And the next two songs you're going to hear happen to be my two favorite songs of all time. So I think you can guess where I'm going to fall on these particular nominations. Incredible Joy Division with Love Will Tear Us Apart. That is my all-time favorite song. The Joy Division nomination is a little bit odd because they are nominated as a single entry with the subsequent band to Joy Division, that being New Order.
We'll be right back.
So just a very, very small bit of Blue Monday by New Order there. My second favorite song of all time, actually. So weirdly, by two bands that are connected to each other. New Order sprung up after the passing of Ian Curtis, who was the lead singer of Joy Division. New Order to this day does still play some Joy Division material live. So I can kind of see the point of connecting them, but they really are two separate acts. But I want both of them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame desperately. They absolutely deserve it. They are New Order, I think, is one of the four pillars of British alternative rock of the 1980s, two of which are already in, The Cure and Depeche Mode. The fourth of which, The Smiths, has been nominated before and is also long overdue to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have been nominated together before, and by God, they better get in this year. They are so overdue and such an incredibly influential act in both forms. And let's just move on to yet another act that has been nominated before that I think is long overdue to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, that is the great Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Another nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, another previous nominee that's getting her, I think, second time at bat as well. You know, we talked about how Mariah Carey is just one of the greatest vocalists. I think Cyndi Lauper is also one of the greatest vocalists. But I think the difference between Mariah and Cyndi is that Cyndi does rock. Cyndi really, you know, first of all, she fronted rock bands before she ever became famous. She has a lot of rock and roll in her music and a lot of rock and roll attitude. And you know, getting up there in years, it took a while for her to make it as a career. She's just last year, I think, announced that her current tour is going to be her final tour. So what better way to send Cyndi Lauper off with a bang than inducting her into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She absolutely deserves it. And you know what else? She's also only the O away from the EGOT. She has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. I'd like to see somebody get Cyndi Lauper on a Best Original Song for an Oscar nomination. Let's get her that EGOT, because I think she deserves that too. So there's a lot of names you've heard so far in this discussion of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that you're probably very familiar with. I'm definitely very familiar with. There was one this year that I had to admit that even I was just completely unfamiliar with, and I consider myself to be pretty expert in a lot of genres of music. But see if you know this band that I'm about to play. This is a first-time nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Tus piernas, si estoy hundido en un vaivén de caderas, esto es el cielo, es mi cielo. Amor fugado, me tomas, me dejas, me exprimes y me tiras a un lado.
That's going to be a little bit of Maná with Labios Compartidos, and I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but that is the name of the song. So this is another of the bands that is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. This is a Mexican band who have sold out a lot of shows around the country. I think it kind of shows the influence of Latin music as it has grown over the past several years. This is not a band that I'm personally familiar with, but this was one of their biggest hits, both on the Latin charts in the U.S. and actually crossed over into the pop charts, although not into the top 40. So I'm not really qualified to say a lot about whether this band deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not, but they certainly seem to have the longevity. And it is nice to see the Hall of Fame looking beyond the typical borders of what the American perspective of rock and roll is in particular. All right. I mentioned that there was at least one other band that I was going to talk about that I personally find wholly overrated. And I know I'm going to get a lot of garbage for this. But, you know, when you hear this, it'll speak for itself. So.
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Okay, I didn't know that we were putting Beatles tribute bands into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, but apparently we are. Yeah, that's, of course, Oasis with Wonderwall. Another first-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee this year. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not first time, apparently. Apparently they've been nominated more than once. I'm just going to say it, Blur forever. In the Britpop Wars, I am absolutely on the side of Blur, and there's about three or four other bands at least that I would put above Oasis in terms of the whole Britpop era. I mean, let's look at Elastica, let's look at Pulp, let's look at Lush. Great, great bands that were doing things that were wholly more original than just listening to a lot of Beatles records and then regurgitating them, which is really kind of what I think Oasis did. Don't get me wrong, Gallagher's wrote some decent songs, and that's one of them. There's no denying that is a song that sticks with people. But if Damon Albarn does not get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before anybody named Gallagher, we riot. That's all there is to it. We got to take a break. Back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Let's Go Pensacola on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Yeah, international, underground, thunder bounce when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutans, you can't stop a train. Who wants some, don't come unprepared, I'll be there. But when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net, but this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999, I don't mind me, anything goes. Be what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they gon' sail. I might catch you a spell. Figure what came in the mail. I'm scared as an arm and hammer. So go grilling a baby mama. Black hair lacking a pack of pebbles. Pack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When not really, it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more.
Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to Let's Go Pensacola. I am your host, Julio Diaz. One of the greatest songs in the history of hip-hop, Bombs Over Baghdad, B.O.B. by Outkast. One of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. First-time nominee. So overdue. Outkast is just one of the most influential acts of all time, especially within the hip-hop genre, but they've just crossed over so much. There's so many songs I could have played. I could have played So Fresh, So Clean. I could have played Hey Ya. I could have played The Way You Move. I mean, they're just such a great act. I got to see them live at the Hangout Festival a few years ago, which is probably something that's never going to happen again because while Andre 3000 and Big Boy are still friends, they don't really perform together anymore. I kind of wonder if maybe they'll do a reunion if they do get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But man, just what an incredible act. And I absolutely, they are so overdue for being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been on my never nominated list for several years now. And yes, please, first ballot inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We absolutely need to have Outkast in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, please. Now, I'm going to take just from the highest of the highs to, my opinion, one of the lowest of the lows. But maybe you are a big fan of this band. I am not personally.
blip alive. I feel the feeling I forgot. We're swimming weightless in the womb. We're bouncing gently round the room. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. I see the path ahead of me. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. We'll hear a tiny cry.
Okay, that's about as much fish as I can take there, folks. That is Free by Fish. So one of the most iconic jam bands of all time. It's another band that I could kind of, like the Black Crowes and Oasis, kind of say, well, you know, they're really just kind of taken on what came before them, in their case the Grateful Dead and the whole jam band scene. I do think that they have taken that sound in different directions, and in deference to them, obviously very talented musicians. It's just something that I've never connected with, and I understand a lot of people feel like that's the kind of band that you have to see live to really appreciate them, and maybe that's true, but there's never been anything about one of their records that's grabbed me enough to even consider going to see them live, which is not something I can say about the Dead. You know, I think the Dead had some real songs, and it wasn't just, you know, a long instrumental jam that, you know, you can kick back and, you know, just let wash over you. I think that there was some more songwriting to what the Dead did versus to what Fish did. That song in particular is one of the more mainstream songs for the band. Did cross over into some of the alternative and the AAA charts and things like that. So maybe a song that more casual listeners are more familiar with than some of their other stuff. I'm just not there for Fish, guys. Like maybe they get in eventually. I know they slipped and let Dave Matthews Band in last year, and I know I'm going to catch hell for saying that too. But I just don't get it. You know, and there's bands that I don't get, that I don't personally like, that I get why they belong in the Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about one of those in a little bit here. But it's just not for me, dude. Maybe it's for you, and that's cool. But let's go ahead and move on to, we've only got a couple left. This is the next band alphabetically that is up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Bit of Soundgarden there with Rusty Cage. Now, this is a band that I think is definitely overdue for being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Even though I'm not particularly a fan, I do like that song. And I also think that anybody that writes a song that Johnny Cash thinks of enough of to cover gets a little bit of a pass in my book. I'm not the biggest Soundgarden fan in the world. I do think Chris Cornell is an amazing vocalist. But I think this is one of those bands. I talked before about the Big Four British alternative. There's definitely the Big Four of Seattle grunge. You've got Nirvana, you've got Pearl Jam, you got Soundgarden, you got Alice in Chains. I'm not in particular a fan of three of those four bands, but do they absolutely all belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yeah, they absolutely do. And Soundgarden is just overdue. So, you know, I'm here for that one, even though I'm not in particular a fan of the band. I just recognize the importance of the influence of the band. And I think it's kind of unconscionable that they're not in yet. So I hope to see them get in this year. You know, their fans certainly deserve it, and the band deserves the recognition. So we'll see what happens. And last but not least, this is the last band that is alphabetically in line for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Been nominated before, and I was really surprised that this was not a first ballot inductee. So you tell me what you think here. White Stripes with Seven Nation Army. Now, come on. If you are sitting here listening to that song, can you tell me that that band does not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Of course they do. That is the only song that I have ever heard played live, that I have ever heard a crowd singing along, not to the lyrics, but to the guitar riff. I mean, that dun, 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 dun. Come on, that is absolutely iconic. And it's not even close to the only iconic thing that Jack and Meg White did together, from the visual display that they put on to just being one of the most iconic duos in the history of rock and roll, to songs like Fell in Love with a Girl and Icky Thump and You and I Are Going to Be Friends and Hotel Yorba. And oh my God, just what a band. And Jack White, over and above that, just an incredible musician, and continues to, as a solo artist and as producing other artists, just continues to be a voice in the world of rock music that we desperately need. That I am astonished that the White Stripes didn't get in on first ballot. I really am. So I'm really, really rooting for them to get in this time. So there we go. Those are the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Again, it's Bad Company, The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division and New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Mana, Oasis, Outkast, Fish, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. And if I'm going to go through, and you figure that you're going to get about seven in any given year. So if I'm going to go through, first of all, my absolute musts this year, Billy Idol, Joy Division, New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, White Stripes. So that's six. I mean, Chubby Checker is to me like the biggest long-standing injustice amongst that group. But I'd really like to see Joe Cocker get in there as well. Remember, they also have those categories for musical excellence and influence. So you may see a couple of those people get into one of those categories or another as well. Those are out there. But if they stick to the typical about seven acts there, then that's where I'd draw it. Maybe they throw Chubby Checker in influence and they put Joe Cocker in by a vote or something like that. We'll see what happens. It'll be a while, of course, before we actually find out who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. But a lot of worthy acts this year. And, you know, maybe some of these folks have to wait another ballot or two before they get in. I do think that I don't see anybody here that I feel like is never going to get in. You know, there's been a number of people that have just been nominated time and time and time again, and they just don't ever seem to get in. I think Devo is still waiting for one, which is another great injustice. There's a few others, but we'll see. We're about out of time. I apologize that we didn't get to the SAG Awards, but we'll talk about that next week when we talk about the Oscar nominations. You're listening to Let's Go Pensacola on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.